speaks of Isaiah, who put them on the mark when he said that I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of a calling in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord, make straight paths for them. And so it's given our goal. There was one slight criticism I would have as I've been involved in the Presbyterian Church on National Synod and Presbyterian levels. If we really seem to get off the committees and preparing to do something. But when I was an executive pastor, I went to my new presbytery. And at the first presbytery meeting, there was a presbytery that was showing how they had been preparing for 18 months to do something. And in another 6 months, they were going to do it. And so I gathered some of our leaders who were bold and they said, "We're going. You want to help us go?" And off we went. It's not that there's a lack of preparation. It's not that there shouldn't be committees. It's not that there shouldn't be process. But the commission is to go, and the Great Commission go into all the world. And so Mark, at the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, essentially says, "Let's go." And if you were listening to some of the words of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, King often said, "I just want to do God's will." And another point he said, if you just take one step, when we do that, we begin to have a momentum of the kingdom, a momentum of the kingdom that sways us and moves us, and we go forth. As we read this passage, it's so filled with the going and the doing, and ultimately, God's doing. What's the first step? The empowerment of God is with you. The Holy Spirit has come upon you. If you read through the Old Testament, it speaks of the great leaders of God. And if you read it, almost always there's this little phrase, "And the Spirit came upon this person." And then he leads. stands for. So my derogatory is business as usual. With the coming of the kingdom, what Mark is sort of suggesting is BAU, but he's changed it. Business as unusual. Awesome opportunity to be part of the work of God. The primary way he's going to describe it is through three miracles. I'm a host more than that, but the essence of three miracles seem to help. But first, right after he says that the power of God is upon you, the opportunity of God is upon you, it speaks about him coming to the fisherman, and what does he say? Don't you love that meatballs fish that when you hook it, it just real bad and it comes in? There's a couple of wonderful stories about how easy it was to catch the fish. I hope the fish was this big, this big, this big, this big. And boy, did it fight. It took a long time to reel it in and let go. Offering so much more. He's offering the power to be transformed and followed, to have a purpose and a meaning. And he grabbed hold of this. And they take it. And right away, as they begin to see what Jesus is doing, do you know what the response had to be? To be Demons be quiet and come out of him. shared this before. I was down in Texas with it. He was indignant, or he was filled with compassion. It probably is such a both, because they're great considered go both ways. Let me give an example. Do you ever have athletes with always charming conversations? We sit and walk you away for dinner. Thank you.